As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, October 23rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The social media platform TikTok made a name for itself with its viral videos. E-commerce giant Amazon is famous for its fast delivery and vast stock of products. Both are successful in their own ways. So why do these companies want to move into the others' space? Our reporter Megan Bobrowski is going to join us to discuss how TikTok and Amazon are approaching social shopping and how this is creating a new, unexpected rivalry. But first, Meta is facing internal tension over how it's dealing with violent content on its platforms since the Hamas attacks on Israel earlier this month. An internal forum for Muslim employees has objected to an increased use of automatic filters used on posts from the Palestinian territories. That's according to a Meta manager. The company relies heavily on automation to police Facebook and Instagram, but those tools can stumble. For example, its tools have struggled to understand both Palestinian Arabic and Hebrew language data. When Meta turns to human employees, teams have different views on how the rules should be applied. A spokesman said there were more comments from the Palestinian territories that violated its rules, so it had to lower the threshold to achieve the same effect produced elsewhere. One of Apple's biggest suppliers is facing an investigation in China. Taiwan-based Foxconn confirmed a report in Chinese state media that it's subject to tax and land use investigations across China. A statement from the company said it will, quote, actively cooperate with the operations. Now to news from the crypto industry, where investors were a bit more positive last week, sending the value of Bitcoin and some other digital assets up. That's in part due to the expectation that the Securities and Exchange Commission will soon approve a new exchange-traded fund, or ETF, with Bitcoin exposure. Here's our finance reporter, Patricia Kausman.
This product that will be linked to Bitcoin in a way that would just make it more widespread for investors, easier for investors to buy shares in a public company or mutual fund, to actually have some exposure to Bitcoin through these ETFs instead of like buying Bitcoins. So there's like this idea that Bitcoin is going to turn into a bigger thing that can be traded and that therefore investors are betting the price is going to go up. So that helped.
Coming up this week, Patricia says much of the crypto industry will be watching the next moves in the criminal trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. The government is expected to wrap up its case, and we may hear testimony from Bankman-Fried himself. Touchscreens may seem like they're everywhere these days. Our phones, cars, refrigerators, you name it. But should they be? Sometimes you just want to push a button or a knob. At least, that's how our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen has been feeling, and she's with me now to talk about why. Nicole, is this just a personal feeling, or have you spoken to any experts who say there are limitations to replacing so many buttons with touchscreens?
Yeah, I talked to Rachel Plotnick. She's a professor of media studies at Indiana University, Bloomington, and she examines the relationship between humans and machines, and she wrote a whole book on buttons. And she explained that buttons give us feedback. They give us texture, weight, they're graspable in ways that touchscreens are not. The danger with touchscreens, especially in a context like a car, for example, where you're increasingly finding touch panels, is that you have to look at the screen and it needs your full attention to pinpoint where exactly you need to press.
Are there some places where you're feeling or where the people that you've been speaking to feel that touchscreens just don't work, apart from the car example that you've given us?
So I've mentioned the in-vehicle infotainment systems, which are really getting out of control there. These screens are getting bigger and bigger every year, and even the next generation of Apple's CarPlay is designed to work on more screens than before and take up more of the dashboard. But other frustrations that I can think of are like touch panels on headphones, for example, or on stoves. So when it's cold outside, or say it's raining or a little misty and your fingers are wet, then changing the volume on that headphone touch panel suddenly becomes impossible. The same with some of these induction stoves that are now gas tops and have touch panels. So for example, I was boiling a pot of water. It boiled over. The entire panel was wet. I was desperate to turn off this burner. And because it was wet, I couldn't turn it off. And so I just think that touch panels do not have a place in the kitchen.
Are there any indications that buttons are coming back?
Yes, there was a glimmer of hope this year during Apple's keynote. The iPhone 15 Pro models have a new button called an action button, which replaces the mute switch. And a lot of people are like, what's the big deal about this button? But it's one of the most significant changes to the iPhone in years. This button is customizable, and so you can program it to open the camera or turn on the flashlight or cycle through different do not disturb modes. And what's great about this button is that it's essentially a shortcut to something that you do often, and you can feel around for it, so you don't have to look at that screen, like I mentioned before, and find where the setting is and then press it. It's just a quick, easy press on the side of the phone.
All right, that's our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen, button advocate, joining us. Thanks for being here, Nicole.
Thanks, Zoe.
All right, in a moment, TikTok's got the social, Amazon's got the shopping, and each is trying to get what the other has. We'll explain after this short break.
As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Tech is known for its rivalries. Think Apple versus Microsoft, Facebook versus Twitter, and add to that Amazon versus TikTok. The e-commerce giant and video sharing app may not seem like they run in the same field, but increasingly they are stepping on each other's turf. Our reporter Megan Bobrowski is here to talk more about this. Megan, how is it that these two companies are even crossing paths?
So they both come at this from different perspectives. There's this goal and this new opportunity with social e-commerce, buying things that you see on social media. And so TikTok right now is great for discovery. People discover a lot of products on TikTok, but then they go to Amazon to actually buy them. And what TikTok wants to do is make it so that you discover the product on TikTok, and then you can also buy the product right there. Whereas Amazon knows that it's good at being the place where people buy things, but it also wants to be the place where people discover things now.
How big of an opportunity is this for both companies?
This is still a very nascent market, but researchers who track this stuff, they say that the market is already over $60 billion. Every year, people are buying things on social media and spending billions of dollars doing this, and they expect that by 2025, this is going to be an industry that's worth $100 billion.
Okay, so potentially a massive opportunity for both companies. Let's talk a bit about how they're each doing in this space. Starting with TikTok, I mean, how are its sales and logistics doing? And particularly, how are they doing compared to Amazon?
So TikTok is selling anywhere from $5 to $7 million of goods a day. Whereas if you compare that to Amazon, they're selling a little bit closer to $600 million of goods a day.
And what is TikTok's goal here? If they're at 5 to 7 million now, what are they striving for?
So TikTok's been kind of quiet about these plans, but sources we've talked to have said that their goal is to reach $10 million a day in sales by the end of the year. You know, this is something where they're putting a lot of resources. They're building out logistics operation centers, they're poaching Amazon employees. They're putting a lot of money into this. Certainly TikTok has another revenue stream. It makes money from advertising, but they're putting a lot of eggs in this basket and really trying to make this work in a way that other social media companies have not put as many resources into in the past.
Amazon has this big logistics network to get products to consumers. How is TikTok matching that, or are they even trying to match it?
So TikTok is working on building out a logistics infrastructure, but right now, sellers are shipping the products themselves.
All right, so that's the TikTok side. What about on the Amazon side? Because people may write reviews, but you don't exactly go to Amazon for the social engagement.
Totally. We got some data for this story, and it showed that on average, users spend 2 hours a day on TikTok, and they spend like 15 minutes a day on Amazon. Okay. So you're not going to Amazon to hang out. And that's certainly been my personal experience as well. I don't know about you.
It's not where I go to find my friends.
But Amazon is trying to change that. They created this new tab called Inspire on the app. And what it does is it shows you a stream of video content very similar to how TikTok works. So you can kind of scroll, and the idea is that you would discover products to buy there. But, you know, many of the people I spoke to for the story, people who are shoppers, had never heard of it.
So does it seem like this is helping their sales then?
So right now, no, this is not making a difference for them.
What does this mean for influencers? I mean, the ones who are actually kind of hawking these products to their followers.
Historically, if you were an influencer and you were trying to sell products, you would go to TikTok and to post about them to your followers, but then you would link what's called an Amazon storefront. And it's this link that you would have in your bio, and it has all the things that you're trying to sell. But you do have to leave an app and go to another app, and, you know, there's a bit of friction there. But with this idea of social shopping, you're doing it all in one app. So for TikTok, you would be advertising or promoting your product, and then they'd just be able to link it right there. And so one of the influencers I spoke to for this story said that she's made thousands more dollars on TikTok than Amazon because of this new feature. And she's told me that she advertised this teeth whitening tool on TikTok, and she made $20,000 doing this. So she also uses Amazon to link her products, and she said that she's never made more than $1,000 a month on Amazon.
Have either Amazon or TikTok commented on this rivalry?
So I interviewed a TikTok executive for the story, and she declined to comment on whether they see Amazon as a competitor in the space. But she said this is the big change of how people are shopping, and they, you know, they're definitely trying to get into this, and this is a big thing for them. And on the flip side, an Amazon spokesperson also acknowledged that social shopping has grown for them in the past 5 years. You know, they're both giving validity to the space, but I don't think either are willing to go as far as saying, yes, that is my new enemy.
All right, that's our reporter Megan Bobrowski. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by me, your host Zoe Thomas, with Julie Chang and supervising producer Melanie Roy. For more tech stories from the Wall Street Journal, check out our website, wsj.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.